It's an honor to be with you this morning. I hope your eyes are not swollen from the amazing desserts last night. I know mine were. I'm like, oh no. I was like poking my eyeball. I'm like, no, don't be swollen. Those peanut butter cookies are amazing and everything else. And I pray that when we have the marriage supper of the Lamb, those peanut butter cookies will be in the dessert aisle.
Мы очень рады быть сегодня с вами.
We're so happy to be with you this morning.
И у меня есть великая привилегия поприветствовать вас.
I have the honor and the privilege of greeting you.
Поэтому я хочу поприветствовать каждую женщину, которая находится здесь в зале.
I would like to greet every single woman who's here in the audience today.
Вы благословены Богом.
You are blessed by God.
И у Бога есть план на вашу жизнь.
God has a plan for your life.
И Он хочет действовать в вашей жизни и через вашу жизнь.
God wants to move in your life and through your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
И я хочу призвать вас к молитве.
I would like to ask that you would pray.
Я думаю, это самое лучшее время и возможность помолиться это утром.
I think the best time to pray is probably in the morning.
И о чем мы хотим помолиться и призвать вас к молитве? Мы верим, что церковь призвана нести служение примирения.
And what we would like to pray with you this morning is that we believe that the church is called to the ministry of reconciliation.
Апостол Павел сказал в одном из своих посланий, он сказал, что Бог примирил нас с собой через Иисуса Христа.
Paul writes in his letter that God reconciled the world through his son Jesus Christ.
И он поручил нам нести это служение примирения.
And he has given us the responsibility of carrying this ministry of reconciliation.
И перед тем, как Иисусу вознестись с Елеонской горы, он сказал: «Идите и научите все народы».
And before Jesus was taken up on the Mount of Olives, Jesus said, "Go and teach all the nations, preach the gospel."
Для Бога ценен каждый народ.
For God, every nation is precious.
Потому что мы дополняем друг друга.
We add to each other.
Мы уникальны.
We're, each one of us is unique.
И это удивительно, что здесь, в этом здании, собрались разные народы, представители из разных народов, и мы можем прославлять Бога вместе.
And it's amazing that people from different nations are here present in this room today. We could worship the same God, all from different nations. Praise God.
Но за последние несколько лет, что мы видим? По всему миру происходит тренд и ненависти.
But what we've seen within the last couple of years that there's a trend of hatred spreading across the world.
И мы видим, как дьявол использует ложь, чтобы посеять ненависть в жизни каждого человека на этой земле.
And we see how the devil is using lies to sow hatred into each person's life across the whole world.
Иисус перед тем, как пойти на крест, общаясь со своими учениками в Евангелии от Матфея, 24 главе, Он говорит им.
And before going to the cross in Matthew 25, Jesus is talking to the disciples.
Они спросили Его, что же будет в будущем и что же ожидать?
And the disciples ask, what should we expect when you come back?
Иисус в первую очередь, что он говорит, смотрите, чтобы никто не обманул вас.
And the first thing Jesus says is, watch that no one deceives you.
И мы знаем, что дьявол сегодня использует ложь.
And we know that the devil uses lies today.
Он отец лжи.
He's the father of lies.
И он использует, чтобы настраивать родителей против своих детей.
He uses lies to set up children against their parents.
Мужей против своих жен.
Against wives.
Народ против народ.
A nation against nation.
И апостол Павел в послании к Ефесянам говорит, что мы с вами ведем духовную войну.
And the apostle Paul in Ephesians says that we are fighting a spiritual battle.
Мы не против людей.
We're not against people.
Мы сражаемся за людей.
We're fighting for people.
Против духов злобы поднебесной.
Against the evil principalities of this world.
И дьявол использует сегодня ложь, чтобы обмануть нас.
And the devil is using lies to deceive our minds.
И настроить нас и вложить в нас ненависть.
And to set us up against each other and and put hatred in our hearts.
И самая большая ложь последнего времени, которая будет озвучена в этом мире.
And the biggest lie that will be in the world as we come to the end times.
И мы как церковь мы знаем это.
And we know this as a church.
Писание говорит об этом.
The Bible talks about it.
Что дьявол будет обманывать все народы и поведет их против одного народа, Божьего народа.
That the devil is going to deceive all the nations and lead them against one.
Он поведет их против Израиля. И мы, как церковь, мы должны стоять сейчас в это особо тяжелое время с Израилем.
And he's going to lead them against Israel. And as a church, we need to stand with Israel in these very dark times.
Четыре раза Иисус говорит в Евангелии от Матфея 24 и 25 главе: «Бодрствуйте».
In Matthew 24 and 25, Jesus says four times, "Watch, be sober."
Мы как ученики Иисуса.
We as the disciples of Jesus.
Представители из каждого народа.
Representatives of every nation.
Мы не можем себе позволить закрыть глаза.
We cannot allow ourselves to close our eyes.
Быть ослепленными ненавистью.
Be blinded by hatred.
И я хочу призвать вас к молитве, чтобы мы сейчас молились против лжи дьявола.
And I want to pray that we that all of us together would pray against the lies of the enemy.
И я верю, мы верим, Джессика, что единственное, что может разрушить ложь дьявола в нашей семье, в нашем народе, между народами, то, что происходит, это имя Иисуса.
And we believe, both of us believe, that the only thing that could destroy the lies of the enemy in our lives, in our lives, in our marriages, in our families, in our nations, is the name of Jesus. Yes.
И также мы хотим призвать вас к молитве в это особо тяжелое время. Сейчас идет война между Россией и Украиной.
And we would like to ask also that you would pray. Right now there's a very difficult war, not only in Israel, but between Russia and Ukraine.
Молиться за Израиль, чтобы был мир в Израиле, мир на Украине, в Украине.
Please pray that there would be peace in Israel, peace in Jerusalem, peace in Ukraine.
И также есть другие войны, о которых, возможно, мы не знаем, но особенно мы хотим молиться сейчас за подпольные церкви, за гонимую церковь, за наших братьев и сестер во Христе, которые гонимы по всему миру.
And there are other wars that we may not know about, and I would like to also pray for the persecuted church, for our brothers and sisters who are being murdered and slaughtered for Jesus' sake.
Поэтому, если вы можете, давайте встанем.
If we could stand and pray. If you would agree with us.
Господь, мы благодарим Тебя.
Lord, we thank you.
Мы благодарим Тебя за Твою любовь, милость и за Твое служение примирения.
Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy and the ministry of reconciliation.
Господи, мы призваны сегодня быть миротворцами.
Lord, we're called to be peacemakers.
Ты призвал нас к этому служению.
Lord, you've called us to this ministry.
Ты примирил нас с собой через смерть и воскресение Твоего Сына Иисуса Христа.
You've called us to the ministry of reconciliation and reconciled us through the death and resurrection of Jesus.
Господи, мы провозглашаем сейчас Твое имя.
Lord, we proclaim your name.
В нашем браке.
In our marriages.
В нашей семье.
In our families.
И мы разрушаем всякую ложь.
And we destroy the lies of the enemy.
Во имя Иисуса Христа.
In the name of Jesus.
Господи, покажи истину.
Lord, show truth.
Покажи истину.
Lord, show truth.
По поводу нас лично.
About ourselves personally.
Где дьявол обманул нас.
Where the devil has lied to us.
Господи, покажи истину в нашем браке.
Lord, show truth in our marriages.
В нашей семье.
In our families.
И помоги нам продолжать сражаться, Господи, друг за друга.
Lord, help us to fight for each other.
В духовной битве.
In this spiritual warfare.
Нести эту духовную брань.
To carry this spiritual armor.
Молиться за наших супругов.
To pray for our spouses.
За наших детей.
To pray for our children.
И разрушать всякую ложь.
And to destroy any lies.
Во имя Иисуса.
In the name of Jesus.
Господи, мы молимся сейчас за Израиль.
Lord, we pray for Israel.
Мы молимся за мир в Иерусалиме.
We pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Господи, мы разрушаем всякую ложь во имя Иисуса.
We destroy the lies of the enemy against Israel.
Чтобы всякая ненависть была сокрушена.
That all hatred would be humbled. And crushed.
Господи, И в это тяжелое время, еще пока не наступил конец, помоги нам, как церкви, Господи, служить каждому народу.
Lord, and before you come back, as we come to the end times, help us as a church to serve every nation.
Пока еще не пришел конец, нести проповедь Евангелия.
Before the end comes, help us to carry the good news to others.
Господи, молимся за Украину
Lord,
сейчас.
Lord, we pray for Ukraine right
Ты видишь,
now.
Очень много сейчас тоже обстрелов происходит.
Lord, you see that they're being attacked as well.
Пусть будет мир.
Let there be peace.
Господи, и смири, Господи, государство в России.
Lord, we pray that you would humble the government of Russia.
Чтобы эта война остановилась.
That this war would stop.
Во имя Иисуса.
In the name of Jesus.
Во имя Иисуса.
In the name of Jesus.
Господи, мы благодарим и молимся сейчас за церковь, которая гонима.
Lord, we pray for the persecuted church.
За подпольную церковь, Господи, за наших братьев и сестер.
For the underground church, for our brothers and sisters.
Которые гонимы,
that are being persecuted now,
которых преследуют за Тебя, Иисус.
That are being persecuted for your name, Jesus.
Господи, дай им благодать и устоять.
Give them grace to stand strong.
И дай нам благодать и держаться и продолжать молиться за них, Господи.
God, give us the grace to continue praying for them.
Во имя Иисуса мы провозглашаем спасение.
We proclaim salvation.
Господи, ободри их продолжать служить в тех народах, где они служат.
Lord, encourage them that they would continue to serve in those nations. Where they're at.
Во имя Иисуса.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Вы можете присесть, и сейчас я хочу дать моей прекрасной супруге возможность проповедовать.
You may be seated.
Не хочешь? She don't wanna. You have to translate everything what I say.
Pray that my husband learns English.
So she shared with me her sermon. So yesterday I started to pray and God asking God for forgiveness for me. So вдохновляю вас слушать проповедь моей жены.
You could say it in English.
I got scared. Sorry. Okay. Please.
Thank you. We remind each other, my husband and I, that we are God's instrument of humility in each other's lives. Yes. But thank you. Thank you for the honor and the privilege of serving this morning. It's amazing what God is doing, and Lord, would you speak to us this morning? Speak to my heart, speak to each woman, speak to each man. In the name of Jesus. Before I start, I would like to thank the men for serving. Yes. Thank you. For all the men present, we feel God's love because of you. Thank you for your covering, your spiritual covering. Thank you. It's humility on your part to be at a women's conference. I've never seen a women's conference where there's so many men. But thank you. You're a blessing. And we pray that God strengthens you because the enemy attacks the leader of the family and then the family is destroyed. And you carry a very heavy burden. Women are called to be intercessors. And for your husband, those who are not present here, when you go home, don't compare your husband to other men. It hurts. Encourage them. Find what they do well. Instead of teaching them, you have power to influence your husbands, to influence the men in your church, to influence your pastor. The more humble we are, the more they listen. I love women in leadership But I love men in leadership. Men, thank you for leading. Thank you. We cherish you. We love you so much. And we honor you. The woman is compared to the armor bearer. And in the story of Jonathan and his armor bearer, he was fighting and the armor bearer was fighting behind him. And that's what wife means, or woman fighting, because the armor of God covers everything, the head, the chest, the shield of faith, but there's nothing that covers the butt. I apologize. So, by praying, you're covering someone's butt. Sorry. This morning, I would like to just share a little bit about ourselves and about the women that have encouraged me and influenced my life. And I hope that this encourages you. We could show the first picture. That's my mom. Her name is Janet. She's from Allentown, Pennsylvania. And my mom prayed that the Soviet Union would be open, that the freedom would come to the former USSR. She would stand on her knees and weep and cry in her college years. And God answered those prayers. God gave freedom to the persecuted church. My dad grew up in the persecuted church under communism. And they got married, went back to Russia, and planted congregations, teen challenge centers. But one of the greatest memories of my childhood is remembering how I would walk into my mom's room and she being on her knees and her face in the pillow, crying and weeping and interceding. As a little girl, she would tell me, "Jessica, pray that you would be in the center of God's will." So I was like 12. I'm like, okay, sure, I'll pray to be in the center of God's will. But I took it seriously and I prayed that I would be in the center of God's will. And I thank him for where he's brought me. She would say, as I began to grow older, "Jessica, pray that whenever you talk to guys, that you do not draw attention to yourself, but that every person you talk to comes closer to Jesus." She would say, "Pray for everything." And I remember as my dad would preach, I would find my mom in his office on her knees crying and praying for him and for the people in the church, that God would change their lives. She still does that today. My parents serve in Israel, and she's still, after over 30 years of being married, she still stands on her knees and prays. My parents are godly people, and there's four of us children in the family. There's four of us kids, and two of them rebelled, and my parents were praying, but they began to pray and fast, and that's when the devil's lies, the demonic forces were broken. And maybe you're praying, but God is asking that you would fast for your children. Your children are not against you, and your husband is not against you. The devil is against you. And he will attack you after this conference when you go home, and it might be through your children or through your spouse. And you have to be on guard. My parents, they shared with us that either before they serve or after they serve, that the devil attacks their marriage. And we experienced that with my husband, and they shared with us that when the devil attacks, when you have a conflict, the best and the first thing you should do is pray, which is the last thing we want to do in the midst of a conflict. And so my husband and I, we agreed before we were married that if one of us offers to pray, the other one cannot say no. So usually the woman is the first one to offer to pray. And so my husband, if he says no, I said, you promised. And his most fervent prayer in our conflicts is, yes, Lord. Men, if your wives offer you to pray in the midst of the conflict, even if it's yes, Lord, the Lord hears. It's enough. And sometimes I'll be the one that doesn't want to pray, and he offers me to pray. And if your husband offers you to pray, don't go in the other room and shut the door. Say yes, Lord, with him. It's tough. But life is tough. The devil will attack you over and over and over again. There was a pastor who was once flying in an airplane, and as they were serving food, the woman next to him said, no, I don't want to eat, I'm fasting. And so he turned to her and said, are you a Christian? And she said, no, I'm a Satanist. I'm praying and fasting that Christian marriages are destroyed. If they are praying and fasting, then how come we are not praying and fasting today? The devil is after marriages in the church, Christian marriages, because it's a representation of Christ and the church. And if he could destroy that, people will fall away. Your husband and your children are not against you. The people in your church are not against you. The devil is, and he will use them. But be the one that offers to pray first. And that's what I learned from my mom. Probably the greatest lesson is to pray and pray and pray. The next picture is of my Russian grandmother. Her name is Baba Nella. And she prayed. She was persecuted as well for her faith. And she brought my dad in 1969 during the Soviet Union. It was the regime of Khrushchev or Khrushchev. Very, probably just as bad as Stalin. And the propaganda was that the Pentecostals and the Baptists were the most... It was the worst cult that sacrificed babies on Easter Sunday. Well, she brings my dad on Easter Sunday to the service, and they disrupt the service. They arrest all the men because back then only the men preached because of a lack of theology, and they let all the women go. But they held my grandma because they're like, Easter Sunday, sacrificial baby, just like the propaganda. And the KGB stopped her. And she sat in the room with the pastors, and they said, where are we going to put the Bibles? And because there was snow in Siberia, my dad was wrapped in a lot of blankets. And she said, quick, put the Bibles in between the blankets. And there was also not only the Bibles, but the address book where they met every different Sunday. So if they would have caught them, they would have caught every single place where they met and were hiding for their faith. So she quickly puts them in the middle of the blankets, wraps my dad up again, and the officer, the KGB officer, says, unwrap the baby. She thought she was caught. She would get 10 years in prison, and her parental rights would have been taken away, and my dad and his siblings would be sent to different orphanages across Siberia. So she takes the blankets at the same time, and the Bibles were hidden in between the blankets, and he wanted to see if my dad was breathing, and he said, wrap the baby. And so she wrapped him up, and he told the officer to take her to the truck. Well, he gets distracted. She looks back, and she escapes. And they didn't catch her. They didn't get any of her information. And my dad said that he feels that he was called by God to be a pastor when he laid on those Bibles as a baby. She prayed as well. My mom was praying on the American soil. She was praying on Russian soil that there would be freedom. And God gave freedom. She prays for every single grandchild, for every child, for every spouse, for every great-grandchild. When she met my husband, she told him, my dad is 1 out of 9 kids, and so the family's been multiplying, and she told my husband, you're number 63 in my family, but I'll pray for you. She has everyone written down in her little book. She prays. My aunt had... Her daughter had an alcohol problem for 10 years that wasn't being resolved. And she went and prayed and fasted for 3 weeks on water. And God broke the addiction. My aunt is now a worker in Teen Challenge. God set her free. So prayer and fasting works. She continues to pray. The next picture is my American grandma. She's with the Lord now. But one of the greatest memories I have is calling her during university, during finals week, and say, Nana, I got exams coming up. Please pray. I need Jesus. I need help. And she would be on the phone praying with me to do well on my exams. But towards the end of her life, she couldn't remember my name. She could only remember my name in the order of my siblings and how she prayed for us. All of us, our names are Joshua, Jessica, Juwan, and Joseph. And that's how she would remember, because that's how she prayed for all her grandchildren. That's how she would remember my name. As the younger generation, please pray for us. We need your prayers. Don't stop. I would like to ask for forgiveness on behalf of the younger generation for not wishing you a happy birthday when it was your birthday or calling you. You gave so much to your children. They're not against you. They need your prayers. The devil is trying to steal your children. Steal your spiritual children, the youth in your church. And I ask that you would pray. Because we feel that we're coming to the end times. The next woman is my mother-in-law, Mama Tanya. She prayed. She received Jesus. She was one of the first believers in my parents' church that they started in Siberia. But her husband left her for another woman because she chose to be with Jesus. He left with the woman that sold alcohol. When my husband was 7 years old, he left the family. He left him, his mother, and his little brother, who was 1 year old at the time. And my mother-in-law had to work 3 jobs trying to survive, to raise 2 boys, and they're both big, and they eat a lot. And she's a little lady. But my husband told me that his memory of his mom, she couldn't spend time with him. But he remembers how he would wake up in the middle of the night and hear his mom cry and pray at their bedside. They didn't have enough money to buy new shoes or new socks. My husband said he wore the socks until they were holy. And she prayed and prayed and prayed. She chose Jesus instead of her marriage. And there are those of you who husbands have left you, but God has not left you. God hears your prayers, and today, both of her sons are in full-time ministry. Praise God. All of you have impacted my life, but I want to honor Darlene and Pastor Daryl. You could show the next picture. Some of you may not know, but they prayed and fasted for you. For this conference, every morning, 3 weeks in a row at 6 a.m., they were praying for you. Because they love you so much, and they see God moving, and they want him to move more, and they've prayed for us. And something that really impacted our lives, one service we were here in the fall, and Darlene, she felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to pour oil on our feet. Illy and I, we were shocked. We were a little bit shy to take our shoes off in church. But Pastor Daryl anointed Ilya's feet, Darlene, Mama Bella, Mama Darlene, anointed my feet. We didn't understand the significance at that time, what this meant. But I remember they both wept and prayed, and it was like a wailing. Little did we know that 2 weeks later, Israel would be invaded on October 7th, the war would break out in Israel, and we needed that anointing and that power to stand in Israel. October 7th happened, where 1,200 Jewish people were slaughtered, pregnant women were cut open, and the baby was cut inside, babies were put in ovens. It was disastrous. Not even beasts or animals are able to do the type of death and horrific hatred as these people have done, as the terrorists have done. Hamas invaded Israel, the terrorist organization, and they began to bomb Israel. And I remember we were sitting in the bomb shelter, and we were so lonely and so depressed the first 3 days of the war. If you're not captivated by the love of God, you'll be captivated by something else. We were captivated by fear and depression and loneliness. We tried to watch the news and find something, some hope on the news. But as the videos came up of the slaughter of Jewish people, my heart breaks for them. I pity them so much. And I thank God for the honor to stand with them, to hold up their arms as Aaron, I forget the other guy's name, but they hold, they hold up Moses' arms. We want to hold up the Jewish people's arms in this day, that God would pour out his spirit again on their dry land, that they and all of us, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Israel needs healing. The United States needs healing. All the nations in the world need healing today. After 3 days of sitting at home, we said, enough. We cannot sit at home anymore. We got to do something. And we drove to my parents' house about 15 minutes away, and we prayed, and we said, God, what do you want us to do? And God began giving such amazing opportunities to serve in the middle of a war. And as we began to give gifts and food bags to families in Ashkelon and Ashdod, those cities were being bombed the most in the beginning of the war. Maybe you remember the Bible story where the Ark of the Covenant was stolen by the Philistines and Dagon fell and his head fell off, his arms fell off. Well, those cities exist 3,000 years later, and we went there and we would give food bags to Jewish people, and many of them were Ukrainians who escaped the war from Ukraine, and they would say, where are you from? We would say, we're from Russia, and we would ask them for forgiveness for the war, and they would just weep and cry. We'd hug them. There were Ethiopian Jewish people, Russian Jewish people, Ukrainian, Moroccan Jewish people. Everyone needed just some kind of comfort. We began to visit the wounded soldiers in the hospital, the Holocaust survivors. What's fascinating is that many Holocaust survivors in Israel speak Russian. They escaped from the Holocaust into the Soviet Union, to Siberia. They were persecuted there as well, but God brought them back to Israel. We began to visit the families of the hostages. And even as we would see rockets fly over us and be intercepted or exploded, there were times where we had to lay on the highway. But we felt on a physical level that when we began to love people, that captivated by God's love, that perfect love would cast out all the fear. Once we took the focus off of ourselves and began to love people, the fear began to leave. We felt that perfect love casts out fear. The more you love people, the more you love God, you will not be captivated by fear or depression. Those were the most intense days of our ministry, serving people who suffered the war in Israel. And by God's grace, we were able to do a camp for 57 kids in the desert in the middle of a war. The Islamic regime of Iran began to threaten to bomb Israel right in the middle of our camp. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? And we got up, the kids at night, we're like, hey, let's take a walk to the bomb shelter. And they're like, oh, is this a night game? We're like, yeah, it's a night game. And we walked to the bomb shelter and we said, you know where it is, just in case. And we said, Lord, hold back those ballistic missiles. We pray that there's no rain, but this time we were praying that there'd be no ballistic missiles. And the Islamic regime of Iran did not bomb Israel, that camp. And God moved. Many children received healing from being traumatized from the war. Later in October, they did bomb. It was the biggest attack in human history. It takes about 6 hours to go from north to south of Israel, and about an hour and a half, maybe two, from east to west. It's tiny. The Islamic regime of Iran bombed Israel with 180 ballistic missiles in an hour and a half. We thought we were going to see Jesus, but we prayed. We said, God, protect Israel. And thank you for praying for Israel, because no one died. No buildings were hit that night. It is the absolute miracle of God that we're alive today, that Israel was not bombed. If God is faithful to his people, to Israel, that means he will be faithful to all of us. We believe that that land belongs to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to Israel. And Jesus is asking, would you join me in the ministry of intercessory prayer? If you're captivated by the love of God, you cannot not pray. Jesus carries the ministry of intercession today. And he's asking, will you join me for praying that his spirit would be poured out in these last days? He's asking, will you be captivated by my love for you and the world? You cannot separate the ministry of intercession from God's desire to save souls. That's what he's praying for, that you and I would stay faithful, that we would stay strong in the faith, and that others would be saved through you. Hebrews 7:25, it says that he always lives to make intercession for them. Romans 8:34 says that who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is indeed interceding for us. He is interceding. He's praying for us. A pastor by the name of David Wilkerson said that much prayer equals much power. Little prayer equals little power. No prayer means no power. And God is giving each one of us the opportunity to join him in the ministry of intercession, that you would pray for your family, your spiritual family, your physical children, your spiritual children, that you would stand and intercede on behalf of your pastors because they're being hit the most. God is calling us to join him in the ministry of intercession. But as we join him in the ministry of intercession, Jesus is saying, are you willing to drink this cup of suffering with me? Are you willing to be broken for this world? Some of you have been praying, but your hearts have been captivated by bitterness because God has not answered your prayer. Jesus is asking, will you join me in the ministry of intercession even if I never answer your personal prayer? Will you join me in the ministry of prayer for souls to be saved? I hear your prayers, the Lord is saying, but are you willing to keep praying even if you never see the answer to that prayer in your lifetime? The greatest unanswered prayer in human history was Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Matthew 26, 38 and 39, it says, then he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. He wept. It says in Hebrews 5:7, in the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. He cried, but God didn't answer his personal prayer. And because of that unanswered prayer, you and I are saved today. You and I have salvation today. And the reason that God may have not answered your prayer is not because he's angry at you or you've sinned. If you have sinned, the Holy Spirit will show you right away. He's faithful in that way. But if the Holy Spirit is not showing you anything, it means you have not sinned. God's desire is to save souls through our brokenness. Who else will be able to reach the people through brokenness? God does not answer our prayers because he has a plan and he wants to save souls. Jesus is asking, will you drink the cup of suffering with me? I think one of the reasons why he had blood coming out of his forehead was more because of God not answering his prayers, not because of the suffering that he was about to face. The silence is what tormented him, the suffering. And many of you have suffered because God has not answered your prayer. You've been praying, but bitterness has captivated your heart because you feel that God is punishing you. He's not. He wants to save souls. Jesus broke the bread, but he also broke the fish, which is a representation of us. Jesus said, you will be fishers of men. And if he said, I will be broken, we also have to go through crushing. The woman who poured oil on Jesus' feet had to break the vessel. And many of you are going through a crushing and a breaking. But out of that vessel came a new anointing. And God wants to bring a new anointing through your life, through the crushing and the breaking you're going through, a new and powerful anointing. If you visit Israel, and we pray that you do, it is an amazing place. When you go to the Garden of Gethsemane, they'll tell you that it's the Mount of Olives. And that's when an olive is crushed, most of the oil comes from the seed inside the olive. And out of olive oil, the Jewish people used to use it for food, for light, and for medicine. And as Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, he was being crushed like that olive. And he is our spiritual food. He's the light to the world, and he's our healer. He was crushed for us, and he will give the grace for us to walk through the crushing. Are you willing to join the ministry of intercession for lost souls, even though your personal prayers may not be answered? I shared this story last year about us personally. We escaped from Russia, and we had to move 16 times between 8 different countries. We escaped one war, ended up in another war. But the desire to have children has never left us. We've always wanted to have children, and we prayed, and we asked God, Lord, would you give us children? And it's hard to talk about it. We love children. But in 2022 and 23, I was very bitter at God. After serving in 2023 here at the Women's Conference, the following week, as we were hoping to have children, my younger brother and his wife, they gave birth to a son. My older brother and his wife, they had a gender reveal party. And Ilya's younger brother and wife told us that they're pregnant. And the names that we hoped to used for our children were taken. They didn't know. We didn't tell them, but it was stab after stab. And I was angry at God, and I was like, God, why do you give terrorists children, but you will not give us children? I was very bitter at him. I accused him for our pain. I God used us, but the bitterness was so heavy. God in His mercy will use you, but you cannot run that race long. It's going to pull you down. And I remember, you know, as we would prepare to have dinner on Friday night in Israel, Ukrainians would come, about 30, 40 people. We call it the Ukrainian Shabbat. I would weep and cry right before they came because the pain was so strong. And I would say, I was angry. I said, God, did I sin? For about a year, I prayed that way. It was a very dark time. But the following year at this conference, God healed our hearts. I asked Him for forgiveness. I realized that He hasn't answered our prayers because His desire is to save souls. Through our pain and suffering, there's so many women who have had miscarriages or have been infertile, or you've lost a child, or you've lost a spouse. And I couldn't understand why God didn't answer, but then the Lord revealed that His desire is to save souls through our pain. And the Lord spoke, He said, I will give you children, but there's people that I want to save, and there's an appointed time for them to be born. And in order for those people to be saved, they have to be born at a certain time. Are you willing to wait? And it's hard. It's very difficult. And I began to say, Lord, I'll wait. I don't know when. I don't know how. Some of you have asked, have we been pregnant? And thank you for praying for that. I appreciate that very much. Thank you if you could keep praying. The Lord healed our hearts. We began to serve Him more and more. And I love my niece and my two nephews. They're really sweet kids. It's hard, but we buy clothes not for our own children. We buy toys not for our own children. It's hard. But God has given us a great relationship with them and allowed us to serve many kids and teenagers and youth. He's able to use the broken pieces of our life. When we say yes to Him, when we say yes to the ministry of intercession, yes to praying for souls to be saved, yes to showing His love to this dark world. The Lord began to heal my heart, and last October, Ilya's younger brother and wife said they're pregnant again. And then my sister, we're best friends. We grew up together. We did figure skating together. We did swimming together. We did music lessons together. We counted. We were in several accidents, like 5 accidents, car accidents together. We survived. She's my buddy. And we're both married. And she told me that she's pregnant. And you want your children to grow up together, but I realized that I don't know. It's hard to talk about the unanswered prayer. I want to say that God healed. There's an amazing testimony. But your testimony is amazing even if God doesn't answer your prayers. He's trusting you. Your testimony is amazing even if God doesn't answer your prayer. He's trusting you. He's not punishing you because not many people could carry that weight and that burden. Many people fall away from the faith when their prayers are not answered. They get offended at God. But thank you for not stumbling and not getting offended with God. He trusts you. You are faithful. When I found out that Ilya's younger brother and wife were pregnant again, and my sister and her husband, she's actually about to give birth within the next few days. She's like Mary and Joseph status pregnant, you know, like she's very pregnant. I wept. I was very broken. But this time I said, God, I can't blame you. God, I can't accuse you for my pain. You're my best friend. And usually when we're in pain, we do mindless scrolling on Instagram. And that doesn't help because Instagram begins to show you All the answered prayers that you've prayed for your life, but they're in other people's lives. All I see is people having babies. You know, you're praying for a house, and then you see someone buy a house. You're like, oh, great. You know, someone has a bigger church. Someone has an LED screen, but you don't. you... projectors are good, too. You're praying for finances. And someone shares a testimony of how they had financial breakthrough and you're barely making ends meet. I don't know what your prayer is. And instead of doing mindless scrolling, Instagram does not help. Facebook does not help. Just shows you where all the prayers have been answered in other people's lives but yours, because they hear what you're praying about and they show you. It's true. Social media does hear you. It's bots. And they send you anything you're praying for, they send it. And they show you everybody's answered prayers but yours. So instead of doing mindless scrolling, I said, Jesus, I couldn't fall asleep. It was 3 a.m. My husband fell asleep. He has the gift of sleep for both of us. All the men said, amen. Yes. I took my guitar and I just started to weep and cry. It was 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I began to sing a song. I couldn't even speak. I just wept and wept and wept. It was so painful, but I said, Jesus, I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to accuse you. It's not your fault. And the next morning, the next morning I woke up. I was so tired. I went to sleep. I sang my heart out and I wrote a song. And before I sing it, I would like to pray. I would like, if you could repeat this prayer after me. In this prayer, we'll ask God for forgiveness for the bitterness that has penetrated our hearts. For not praying when He asked us to. And we'll ask God for the desire to pray for the gift of ministry of intercession. If you could pray out loud, because the spiritual realm needs to hear what you're saying. The devil needs to hear who you forgive. Needs to hear. He can't read your mind. So I'm going to pray short phrases, and if you could repeat after me, this is the most important part, is you talking to God, not what I said. Because God is the one who changes. If you could say with me, dear Jesus, forgive me for the bitterness and the anger that has captivated my heart. Forgive me, Lord, for accusing you in my pain. Change me. Here I am, Lord. Use my pain. Use my brokenness that many souls would be saved through my life. Use my story and be glorified. I choose to forgive the situation and let it go into your hands. Heal my wounds. And let them become scars. A sign of healing. Your healing in my life. I receive your healing. Give me the ministry of intercessory prayer. Give me a desire and a passion to pray, to intercede, to bring the gospel to those who are broken. Through my brokenness, give me your anointing, a new and fresh anointing, that many would come to know you through my life. Captivate me with your love, with your passion, with your love for the world, and your love for me. I love you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I would like to sing the song. I wrote it in Russian, and then Pastor Daryl asked if I could sing it one time here. I sang it actually once. If you could open this for me. Thank you. Thank you so much. And so the translation, by the grace of God, came in like 20 minutes. So I'll sing it both a little bit in Russian, a little bit in English. But if you could join me, my husband and I decided that even we believe that God can heal us. He could heal my body. We could conceive. But even if He doesn't, we will still choose to serve Him even more. We're going to serve Him. We're going to say no to the devil, no matter what. And this is a decision that you have to make, that even if God doesn't answer, you're going to love Him more. You're going to serve Him more. You're going to praise Him more. You're going to give generously, even if you can't meet your finances, ends meet. You're going to give by faith. I don't know what you're going through, but you have to say no to the enemy and do even more. You got to serve more, because God is going to use you when you say yes to Him. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, God wants to use you for His glory. Just say yes to Him and the call that He has for your life. That's what my husband and I decided. We hope that God gives us children. But even if He doesn't, He doesn't give us physical children, He could give us spiritual children. And we're going to serve Him more. We're going to love Him more. We're going to love people more. We want to bring joy to our Lord and Savior. So, is that okay if I play the guitar? Yeah? The song is really easy. Yeah, sure, you guys could play. You want to sing with me? It's C, G, A, M, and F. Super easy.
A minor.
Yeah. Told you all the chords. So this song is pretty raw. Don't judge me.
Never.
It's pretty raw, but I hope it really ministers. We're family. I feel like family here, so. Yeah, I could stand there. Yes, please. Thank you. Dwayne likes it long.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. No, thank you. Can I put my iPhone here? Thank you. Sorry. Commercial moment. There we go. I'll sing in Russian the first part. We can pray for the gift of interpretation for you guys to sing with me in Russian. But then I'll sing in English. So this is the beat. Let me just... Sorry. Whoopsies.
Ответа в молитвах моих и нет прорыва в финансах моих, даже если нет результата в служении моем и не увижу прорыва в исцелении моем, я буду жить. Я буду щедро жертвовать, милей громче себя прославлять. Even if I don't get the answers to the prayers I pray, or see financial breakthrough, waiting for the work I do, even if other people will betray me. And in this temporary world, I'll lose everything. I choose today to love you more. I choose today to serve you more. I will generously give and praise you louder as long as I live. I choose to bless your holy name. I choose the prayers I pray. You're the financial breakthrough that I really need. Oh Lord, you're the result of my ministry. Jesus, you're the healing in my body. Jesus, I'll see you. I'll ask, who are these people right here with you? You'll answer, these people are here because of you. It was so hard, but you didn't give up. You were faithful. You kept praying, serving, and loving. Well done, oh my child, my hero of faith. Welcome home. I choose today to love you more. I choose today to serve you more. I will generously give and praise you louder as long as I live. I choose to bless your holy name. I choose to I know you're able. Nothing for you, Jesus, is impossible. Lord, your timing is perfect in all you do. With all of my heart, I decide today, I choose to trust you. One day you'll answer the prayers I pray. Lord, I believe you for financial breakthrough. One day I'll see the results of my ministry. I know soon you will heal my body.